Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, Poodle, I think there's something we have learned that there's I want to say, what's it called? A universal truth. Whenever, you can go anywhere in the world, anywhere in the universe. What do you think that universal truth is that I have learned from watching The Other Way?
All life is suffering.
No, this is what
brutal,
I have to deal.
Short.
This is what I have to deal with.
Like beasts fighting one another.
Nang, nang.
That's Thomas Hobbes. Life is brutal and
well,
suffering.
We can't do this right now. You're actually sadder than Chris right now.
Talking about British philosophers.
No, I want to say that it's gay people will always do your makeup and want to do your makeup anywhere in the world. And that's my theory. That's why I think they're still together, because that's why Chris looks so good in the Talking Heads, because those gays did her makeup.
Those gays. Instead of trying to murder her like Tanya from the White Lotus season 2, they just want to put makeup on her.
The Jessica's just want to put makeup on me. I figured out, like Jessica Fletcher. I figured it out that,
where's this going?
I figured it out that they're going to end up being together. The mystery is, she looks so good in the Talking Heads. There's no way they would not be together.
There's no way they're going to survive. Absolutely not. No.
She found a gay in Alabama to do her makeup.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
This is, I believe, this may be the most DOA of all of them. And that's including Debbie and Osama.
And it's going to be because of not Jamie. It's going to be because of Chris. Because Chris can't help but sabotage. Now, we did have, y'all, this is The Other Way. This is The Other Way.
It's Other Way season 4, episode 7.
Drop by drop, the river rises.
I was going to say, something in the creek don't rise. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
Lord willing, this is
Lord our... willing, and the creek don't rise.
You are keyed up today.
There was another great bluegrass song that I found. Don't bring a bottle of alcohol into your house, because it makes the makes the angels leave and the devils come inside. That's going to be on the musical episode.
Yeah, when is that episode going to happen?
Angels leave and the devils come inside. Bam!
Still doing
2025.
That. 2025. Okay, that's when it's going to be now. One day we're just going to do it. We're just going to drop it. We're not even going to tell people we're doing it. We're just going to drop the musical episode and no one's going to care. But anyway, you're probably excited because we're going to interview Haley from Below Deck.
That's what it is.
So we're very excited about that. That's going to happen today. We're excited. That's Below Deck sailing yacht, y'all. April 10th.
April 10th. Yep.
April 10th is dropping. That's exciting. And that's it, right? That's all the other announcements we talked about.
Just listen to one of our shows. You'll get it.
You'll get
Remember,
it.
You'll find it. Life is suffering.
And a gay will do your makeup. That made me happy when they wanted to do that.
I need to say something about these gays. These gays eat. If you go, y'all, these gays ordered plates of food and they were eating them.
I thought I was going to do I wanted to do a Spanish thing in Spain, but I might be going to Colombia now because they're hot. They have amazing dicks.
And they eat. You'll go to West Hollywood, y'all. You can just see the gays pick at their food.
Oh, just not
they're probably
going to
fuck later.
Yeah, you can't eat a quesadilla and then get a dickarita. You can't. It's not going to happen.
A chalupa and then get a poke in your badupa.
No, exactly. 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 Because what's going to happen, you're going to make queso. And it's going to be more like queno.
Frijoles. In your holes.
In your holes. We got to stop.
This is offensive.
We're going to get letters. Oh, boy. Okay. Now, we had a couple legal sissies come at us, specifically from Alabama. And yes, I haven't done this on a toe show, y'all. Thank you for all the birthday messages. I appreciate it very much. It was very sweet.
It was your birthday.
And thank you for all the messages. And yes, y'all are right. I do share the same birthday, not only as Liza Minnelli and James Taylor, but of Kimberly.
Please. Happy birthday to me.
Kimberly and Lindsay from Lalu.
It's from a book.
Lindsay didn't message me, but Kimberly did. She sent me a birthday. Said, I hear we're birthday twins. Birthday twins. I was like, yep. And I said this on a paid show, but I should tell everybody. I said, this year we're not getting dickmatized, girl. Those men aren't going to get us like last year. And she said, I was yammy-tized. I was yammy-tized. And I was like, that's funny. That's funny. And that's on brand. And it's official. I want to hang out with Kimberly in San Diego.
I've really come around to her.
I love her.
I think it's because she does know how to make fun of herself. And she impressed me on that tell-all so much.
She's great. I would go to see her in San Diego and wear my Super Bluff and Body Splash because I still own the bottle.
I still don't want to see her. I don't want to spend time with her.
I have fun with her.
No, I can look at her and make fun of her on television. I don't want to spend time with any of these people.
You don't like anyone.
That's true. People I like, I don't want to spend time with them.
You are excited to see Haley, but they're on Below Deck. Below Deck's a different beast.
That's a different feel. I just know Haley would be a lot of fun out in a night in West Hollywood. Not that I'm going to do it because she'll drink me under the table.
I don't know. She's staying with John and he lives in West Hollywood. So I bet they're going to want us to go out after this, which
I can't. I have too much shit to do.
Oh, please. Put a couple of drinks in you, and then next thing you know, you'll be like, sure.
Well, right off to Slut Town.
It's true.
Condoms are for slut people.
Condoms are for slut. Y'all, talk about that.
We're on that. I think next week is that episode, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't pull over, by the way. That's me, y'all. Don't pull over.
No, it is this. I can't remember.
I think it's this week.
Is the classless episode on our $5 Patreon. We're doing 90 Fiancé season six. And it is the week of not only I think this is the week where we see the baby being born, Olga and Steven's baby. Mm-hmm. And we also see Jonathan Fernanda talking about going to Chicago. But we see Kalani's brother hand Asuelu a condom and he's confused. He says, why would anyone do this? Condoms are for slut people.
So you can see our reaction and our watch along that's on the $15 tier.
Yes.
Or you can listen to any of that on Reality Gays Plus at the $5 tier.
And it's so sad. They're like talking about, she's like, I don't want a baby right now. And I'm like, oh girl, if you even had a magic mirror to see your future, you'd have another baby in a year and a year and 6 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Put the condom on your dick, Asuelu, instead of your thumb.
Well, Jamie and Chris aren't going to have a baby because that's harder to do by accident when you're a lesbian couple. But it's also,
she is good at accidents, though.
She is good at accidents,
Chris,
y'all.
Chris said, Jamie literally says, she's like, so telling the gays, she's like, she's had four car accidents.
Four car accidents. And they're like, what?
I just want to say, y'all, Chris is one of those people, whether it's by fault of her own or no fault of her own, there is always something more. There's always something more to either go through, to struggle through. There's always something.
Yeah.
And
that's my Aunt Darla. It's like when I told her, I was like, oh, I've got, like, I did a heart thing, and they said I've got a little bit of a enlarged aortic valve. She's like, oh, baby, I got that. That's nothing to worry about. What you really got to worry about. And then goes into this other thing she has with the heart that's way worse. She's all, I call them one-uppers. Aunt Darla's always going to one-up you. You think that's bad? I got gout.
And she's like, hold on, honey. I got to order some ribs.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hold on 1 second. Now, so Alabama legal sissies came at us and said that actually the way it would work, Chris would have to show up to convict this guy. So that is that it would be a reason. I talked to two different sissies that both confirmed the same thing. I also said, though, he's only going to go to jail and she's never going to get any money back from this.
Right.
Which makes you go then. So the only reason you want to go, potentially sacrifice your relationship because you want to be like, you want justice served?
I don't know. I think it's, again, one of the weirdest phrases I've ever heard. I think I'd never had this that I thought I'd hear in my life was, I have to go back to Alabama because I was served papers when someone stole my rare, expensive motorcycle. Later on, Jamie tells the gays that, and she says this way, someone stole her dad's rare motorcycle. And I said, that sounds like a practice Spanish class sentence.
It does.
Someone stole
Raro.
I should look that up.
Let me do
here,
it.
You say this while I look it up. Someone stole my dad's rare motorcycle in Spanish.
Oh, Jesus.
It doesn't even have it. Weird. Never mind.
So it would be, I'm going to fuck it up. Alguien robó el raro motorcycle de mi papi.
Bueno.
That's what it would be. Bueno.
What's on your teeth today? It looks like you've got two teeth.
It's my Invisalign.
I don't usually see it looking that way.
I don't know why it looks. What do you mean I have two teeth?
Like it looks like two teeth are sticking out further. It looks like you're like, no.
I think it's just the glare.
Is it new? Maybe it's the glare.
I mean, I put in a new tray.
Maybe that's what it is. It looks a little Lampwick from Pinocchio today.
Okay. That's great. Do you want me to comment the things about you that bother me today? I have several.
Sure. I don't mind.
Yeah, I'll never hear the end of that. I'll get it, Mother Poodle. You'll pay.
I wasn't putting out anything. I was like, what's wrong with your teeth? That's all I asked. I'm still convinced this Invisalign is directed towards me. It has been over a year.
It makes me so happy that it bothers you. You know, I forgot. I don't have my rubber bands in right now. I should put them in while we're potting.
No.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just expecting headgear this soon.
I've asked my orthodontist. I'm like, can you give it to me, please?
I would love it. It feels very personal.
I hope it happens when we go on our live tour in the fall, and I just have to travel around with it. Oh, God, that would be worth it just to have you have to deal with
it. No, it's just another level of social unacceptability I can't handle.
I would just show up to the first day of our tour, like at the airplane, just show up on the tour with headgear.
I just leave. I do everything remotely.
So she's got death's got a back. So yeah, she's in pain, y'all. She's not moving.
Still got neck pain, back pain, and
shot did not work.
The dinner with her dinner with the gays. And she's not going. She's like, have a good time. Something. I don't know. Is this the same day they gave her the shot, or is this later?
It's the next day.
Okay. She has not been in Colombia for long, is what I'm saying.
Like, not even 2 weeks.
Is it even that long?
I will say, we don't
remember.
Know.
Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, there's, depending on like when she could get, it doesn't make sense too, because she is able to get medications in Colombia, but it's also different. But some sissy says that she could have pain medication that she took in the US, and now she's having withdrawals.
That's true. I just thought of this. Remember, she's getting married 9 days from when she lands. So it has probably
been like 3 days.
I bet you it's been 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And y'all, this is what day three with Chris is like. This is day three.
Yeah. Run. So
would, as Colty said, maybe think about the 90-day return policy.
Yeah, he just said
that. That he thought about for Larissa. And, you know, she's a person, so maybe not. Who's that?
Oh, God, we just watched the episode where he takes her to the stratosphere and she's terrified of heights, and I laugh like a buffoon. Anyway, so...
Jeepy.
So she goes and meets... They never say their names, so I never got the names.
I think they did, but to me, they're always the gays.
They're the gays. So she goes, and she's talking to her gay friends, and she's telling them everything, and then one of them... And one of them did say, did you tell her we are doing your makeup? And she's like, yes, Fernando, I told her you're doing her makeup. Stop asking about
that
it.
That wedding is going to be lit. Exactly.
And
just
so,
tongue popping in Spanish.
Yeah. Good. So, bueno.
But I do need to say, I got to give it to these gays, because I expected a lot more scandal with these gays. Their eyes did get big, but they played it kind of cool when she told them about having to go back.
They were holding her, but they did say, like,
they weren't going, oh, like I would have.
You are the worst. I mean, actually, you're the best and you're the worst. If you want someone to be dramatic and outraged for you, then tell Poodle. If you want
someone. It is one of my special skills, being dramatic and outraged for people.
If you want someone to be calm and level headed, don't tell Poodle. That's not going to be initial Poodle. He's going to be outraged. And then like 2 days later, once he's processed it, he'll be very level-headed.
I get when things are dangerous or when things are kind of not safe, I get very, very focused. But if it's something where it's like I dine out on outrage and crazy stories and things like that. I live to make a big deal, like any gay. That is a gay DNA makeup thing.
It is.
We
I do it
that.
Too. I do it too. We love that. We love that.
I love that. So, but they're being kind of kind. And then at one point they say, that's weird that she's leaving. And then one says,
well, no, you made that sound a little like, they actually say when she says that she has to leave on the 20th and the wedding's on the 21st, one of them says, not, he actually has he kind of literally backs away and says, no, now this is weird. This is weird. Y'all remember, because they know Chris ghosted Jamie before.
And one of them, gay one, says,
thank you.
She's running from Jamie and doesn't want to commit. And y'all, and the thing is, Jamie's not going to see that. A gay is going to have to tell her that.
Because we know about how to not commit.
We're professionals
at it.
Yeah.
We've done it a lot. No, but Jamie says, and this is, I've been in this situation. It's not, sometimes it can be hard to see what's right in front of you, because she says, well, this isn't a fairy tale. This is a real relationship and we're trying to work through it. And I want to support her. If you find yourself in those situations a lot, you may have a relationship with codependency. You might want to go to a CODA meeting, because I think I did not see this in Jamie, but now that, because she seemed surprised by all the elements of Chris, but now I go, oh, wait, I don't think she's fully surprised, and I think she's looking forward to taking care of her.
I think this was a bit of misdirection on the production.
Yeah.
Is they made it seem like Jamie might have been the loose cannon here. And they also made it seem like Chris was. But I think Jamie is the one who's definitely like
Chris
catfished.
Was going to get conned by the young, pretty, nope. Y'all, it's always the American ones that are the crazy ones.
Truth. Are you ready to move on to Debbie and Oshama?
It's like I'm young again, and I feel so good.
I know, y'all, I'm with you at the confusion of Debbie's accent. It is all over the place. It is definitely not Southern.
No, not Southern.
I guessed somewhere, it had different parts of it. I guessed anywhere between Southern Michigan or possibly Western Pennsylvania, maybe Northern Ohio.
My favorite was the sissy who said she thinks it's just Pandora Box doing Carol Channing on the Snatch Game. And I said, that's
I kind of do her little Carol Channing.
Yo, it's very cute, but it is, y'all. And by the way, props to Pandora Box. I love that queen. I don't think she gets in her own way sometimes, but if you want to see one of the best Snatch Games, her Carol Channing was fantastic.
I think between her and Judge Judy with Bianca Del Rio, and Jinx Monsoon, the Snatch Game queens. Lucy LaDuca killed it.
She was pretty good. Also, don't rule out, you know who I'm obsessed with because of her Instagram? I fucking love the Vivian. I love her.
You're right.
Her Snatch Game was so good.
You're
and flawless.
Exactly right.
And now she's on Skating with the Stars, which I guess is like a British show.
I'm a huge fan.
She's really fucking good at ice skating.
You know what? She's very much older generation gay like us. Oh, she knows all those references. Yeah.
Yes. All these little like Generation Z twinks are like, she's old.
What can I steal?
Yeah. Love her. Love her.
Give me your wallet.
Let's talk about. I want to say one thing.
Say it.
I was gagged by the peacock purse. Uh-huh. I have a new god, and it is called the lion necklace.
It's beautiful.
That she wore. I gasped when I saw her put it on.
It made so much noise.
I'm Debbie.
Thank you.
Probably 35 years.
Thank you. Now you see it.
Y'all, everything she does, I kind of want. I find it to be extremely comforting.
Yes.
I feel like she's kind of doing her personality is a caricature of a person.
It all.
And I'm kind ding, of okay ding, with ding. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she's a character that was come up by someone who did like one of those Anna Deavere Smith things where they just did like it's a character I would invent. Debbie. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so y'all look, we're going to rebut and some I'm going to bring this up. Some sissies said we were like basically saying up dead in the water, no chemistry, blah blah blah. Some sissies pushed back and said,
"I said I was rooting for them."
No, but we still agree with no chemistry.
We said no chemistry because they didn't kiss or anything at the airport. So go ahead and say what you're going to say.
I actually said no chemistry for just a different reason. That was number one. I still don't think there was any chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no physical. Sissy said, "Remember." That was that Nicole and Azin's problem.
Yeah,
that there they couldn't really be physical.
We thought that was just because he was gay.
True,
but they were in. So we forgot about that. Like they can't show affection. Yeah. So, but
I still don't
that's
think
it.
Any chemistry.
I still don't think, now that I'm seeing them more, I don't think there is any chemistry, no.
So they're going to Rabat, and she does this thing where she just sits sideways and looks at him like Big Pred used to. And
wide-eyed.
Yeah, and she says, I feel like I'm home and everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, no, wouldn't settle into that. Wouldn't settle into that.
And the future is bright and ours to take and to be good with, to do good with.
Golly, this is so you. But Usama quickly says, yeah, but I'm going to need you to be half a Moroccan woman. Some cooking.
What you talk about?
Yeah, exactly.
I screamed.
Some cleaning. He said, you know, you can learn from my mother.
Now, she seems to get a really big kick out of saying, when we go see mom and dad. She loves
that
to call
her thing.
Now, I wonder how much mom and dad know.
I don't know. I think she also likes saying it because I think Debbie's obsessed with being young and feeling young. And so
you think?
Yeah. So I think that makes her feel young when she talks about mom and dad, since her mom and dad probably passed away 30 years ago.
Maybe not 30.
20.
Let's say 20. Yeah.
I mean, she's 67. Think about it. When I'm her age, my dad will have been dead almost 30 years.
It's true. So she says, our relationship has reached a new level. We're going to have certain expectations of each other. And that's when she's talking about cooking and cleaning and being half a Moroccan woman. And she basically, y'all, she's like, he's like, we're going to practice at my parents' house. And she's like, well, and then she's like, well, I've worked in her confessional. She's like, I worked hard my whole life. And so you get the idea that she's not freaking out, but she's starting to get worried. And she's like, well, the cooking is going to be hard, but sometimes we can get takeout and then we can have our wine. Yeah, about that.
About that.
Osama says, can't bring the wine inside. She's like, well, can we sneak it?
And she's like, of course, you don't want to lie to mom and dad.
And in Islam, as he says, don't bring alcohol in your house, because that's when the angels leave and the devils come inside, which sounds like a party to me.
I was going to say, that's not poodles.
Angels are boring. Get out, angels. No one asked you anyway. Come on, devils.
Lord.
The devils know how to make a party.
Oh. You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
So
she said, you weren't telling me before that I need to become a Moroccan woman. She said that was never really part of the plan.
And this is a pattern for a lot of, especially for a lot of men who live in, let's say, less progressive societies than for women, let's say. Mm-hmm. I don't think America is a very progressive society, personally.
Not of late.
But more so, especially when it regards to women and women and what women can do and what women are expected to do. There's a sliding scale, definitely. But I think where the men don't really, we see this with Rishi, where the men don't really tell the women, and then it's like, surprise!
And it's like, well, you're a woman, you just deal with it, because that's what women do.
Right. So
that's
That's
a valid point, that of the culture, because yes, they're seen as lying, but it's all, not as an excuse, but it's just culturally, women just have to go with the flow more, and aren't included in decision-making.
I do think it's omission by its intended omission.
I do think it is, especially based off of what Usama said at the end, where he just seemed honestly kind of scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wonder if people are going to think a little differently about him after this episode.
You know what? Before we get to the right, let's take a little break and we'll be right back.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
So they arrive. First, this place is gorgeous.
Oh, the hotel. It is gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
The House of Flowers. Not the musical that was a book by Truman Capote and Harold Arlen. I've talked about this before. Don't perk your ears up like you don't know.
Wasn't listening. Let's
It's an obscure,
thought of Game of Thrones.
House of Flowers?
Because it wasn't one of the House of Flowers. Yeah, the Tyrells were the House of Flowers.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm not sure.
Remember, she gives her a rose.
I feel like I just forgotten everything about it's what I Never Has Seen Snow is from. That song. And Asleep in Bee?
No. Not familiar. Not familiar.
You know that Audra McDonald album, How Glory Goes? I Never Has Seen Snow is on it. A Sleepin' Bee.
I know that album, but I can't remember those songs right now.
Ooh, it's good. Some good songs. Ridiculous plot.
She's coming to L.A.
Okay, let's get all this gay talk over with and just get it.
Audra, Renee Fleming, and Patti LuPone.
Wow.
Just gay.
Boy, that's a way to get the gays off the street for the night.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's true.
Y'all, she's lovely. She's like, it has a certain je ne sais quoi that makes me feel special. Someone told me that me doing her was their new ASMR.
If that's your ASMR, you're fucked up. You like to get choked. If that's
it has
you,
a certain je ne sais quoi that
you
makes
might want to process
special.
That.
House of Flowers.
And that, y'all, unlike Nickel, Debbie is totally fine with the two-room thing and because she knows that they don't let you get married unless you're married. She's not going to pick it as in or pick it Osama.
Debbie wants to sleep in her own bed. She's old. She doesn't want to share a bed with someone. She's like, that sounds great. Sounds great. I just want to go to sleep at night and put on my breathing machine and have someone not bother me.
That sounds like a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Without the breathing machine, because I don't have one of those.
Yes, but.
Anyway, she's like, I have a feeling of adventure, romance, and intrigue. I could just do her quotes the whole time.
I mean, she's so, and again, this is something that you, part of, the reason I say that you are her and she's you, because this is a part of you, but you thankfully have a little bit of life skills and life
not to
lessons,
say it.
Not, well, not to live in it all the time. But I worry about when you get older and you lose a little bit of your faculties, you'll just live
in. I kind of want to live there all the time.
You'll live in the wishing well world, because she's in the wishing well world all the time.
It's like a dream.
It's very much her own novel, y'all.
And y'all, he beans his head on that arch, and I screamed.
It was funny. She's like, "Oh,
you got clotheslined."
Clotheslined. And I went, "That's, yeah." So even when she walks out, he's having dinner, and she opens the double doors.
Which you've seen me do. I have literally thrown open doors.
Y'all, if you have French doors,
I will throw them open, because there is no more dramatic entrance.
He'll do it every time he walks through the door. And if you don't notice it every time, he gets upset.
And you need to wait for me. Like that song from Hades.
Oh, God, time. This is what I'm going to have to look wait forward to in the home.
I'm coming. Did you see that? Did you see when it was here?
What?
Did you see Hades Town when it was here?
I did.
Did we talk about it?
We did.
We did. On the podcast?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, are we repeating ourselves? I thoroughly enjoyed it. If it's on tour, definitely go see it.
Go see it. It's good. So
you can pass on Jagged Little Pill. That's all I'll say.
But you're wily today. You did something this morning.
When I come back, I'm going to have Poodle's off-break Broadway corner.
I'm just going to go fix a drink.
In muse of black and white and gray, not even a lot of color.
Yeah, I'm just going to, it's going to have sad music underscoring.
Parker Posey in the Seagull, Woodstock, New York.
So Debbie and Osama.
I know, I'm out to lunch today. I'm sorry. I have to apologize.
She
puts on her lion necklace, y'all. She's going to go and kick ass.
She is. And she says, she sits down and she says, "There's some things I want to talk about." And she said, "I want to talk about the time frame." And Osama goes, "Oh, you look so nice." She's like, "Yeah. Thank you, kind sir." Again, even the way she talks is just this.
It's poetic. It's extremely affected, but I think she's been affected long enough. So it's her.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it. Effective.
People would say she's putting something on. I think this is her. I think
it's her.
Once you've done it long enough, I fully expect to be this. I'm at least 20% there already.
You are. You are.
Yeah. At least 20%.
You wear a shawl at least 3 days a week.
I do walk around sometimes saying, "Oh, Shama."
I know there's going to be one day where you're like, you did a vocal coaching and you realize you were, quote, speaking incorrectly or some, you have some aha. Yeah. And so you're just going to change the way you speak and you'll be like fucking Tina Turner.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Or worse, you'll travel independently and live in another country and suddenly come back and speak like with a French accent.
Oh, that's the dream. When I was in Paris. Sorry, I keep forgetting I'm not in Paris.
I just love his response.
I picked it up in Paris. I'll stop.
You need to take a gummy before this interview. I'm going to give you one when you get here. And so Osama says, "Well, you look nice." And she says, "Thank you, so kind." And he said, "You look nice too." And he goes, "I'm tired." I went, okay.
I think there's something besides the language barrier. Something is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm
either he's conning her or he's neurodivergent or there's something like not.
I'm going to say, I think there is, I don't want to make that diagnosis, but I understand why you say it.
I don't mean a diagnosis, he's thinking differently about things.
I think he's probably been a victim of depression his whole life.
He could have dysthymia, yeah.
Yeah, and I believe from what he said, I believe that and sometimes that shows up later on, that people you get a neurodivergent diagnosis later on that can center that. But again, these things, you guys, it would take a professional to do this, and sometimes even professionals are wrong about this.
Hell, we're wrong. There's clinical sissies all the time. They're sissies that go online and say, God, I hate when they say a diagnosis of someone. They're so off.
Yeah, and you know what? It's fine. You can totally argue.
It's a comedy show. This isn't Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
But we don't do it for comedy. I mean, we're not making fun of anybody for comedy. Oh my God. Just got excited. Ooh, I forgot to tell sissies. I just got a message on Instagram because I'm at Instagram open because I'm so scared Haley's gonna cancel. So I just have it open. But I just got a message. Y'all, I forgot to tell the sissies. When I was in Vegas, I didn't say this on tow yet. When I was in Vegas and the last night of Vegas, I was going to a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And Caitlin, our social media person, I'm walking by and I go, wait a minute. Is that Patrick of like Patrick and Muriel?
Miriam.
And Miriam.
Did you just say Muriel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Muriel's wedding. And Caitlin said, no. And I said, I think it is. And I went up to him and I said, Patrick. And he was like, yes. And it was him, y'all. He was in our hotel and I talked to him. And I also, and
you
of course,
he was short king. He was tiny.
Oh, he was hot. And I said, this is Matt. You know, I'm from Reality Gays podcast. And he goes, excuse me. Sorry. What? The podcast, you know, we talk just about 90 Day Fiancé. We're not that big, but you know, we're kind of, you know, a little
we're
bit of a
there.
Big deal. We're up there.
We're in the top five 90 Day Fiancé
we
podcast.
Talk about 90 Day Fiancé. And again, just don't know it. Sorry. Never heard of you. And I'm like, okay, well, anyway, Caitlin, thankfully, was there to kind of talk it up and say, they did these live shows, blah, blah, blah. Y'all, he was so nice. I did say, we talked about his experience, and I did mention, I said, yeah, I said, I liked you. I said, I kind of talked about how hot you were, and he said, thank you.
Yeah, and you did.
And then I brought it up again, and then you could tell he was like, thank you, but kind of like, you're making me feel uncomfortable. And I was like, all right. Because
I still think she completely did him wrong.
He mentioned that it was, you know, hard to get over. Like that was a surprise, not a good experience for him as far as that. But he's I was pretty proud of him because the place we're at is one of the biggest like clubs in Vegas, and he's like the main DJ there and traveling all around the world.
I'm happy for him.
He's really worked his ass off.
I know. But doesn't his mom live there now? And I think the mom lives there. And I think the mom helps him take care of his daughter.
Yes. Well, yeah. I just got a message. He's saying he's going to be in LA at the end of the month.
From him?
Yes. Maybe he wants to meet me. Maybe I left an impression. And maybe he's thinking.
Doubtful.
Well,
I think he probably is making sure he knows you so you don't get stabby with him. And he's probably trying to think of how he can use this.
I know how
to use you.
That's fine. Use me, please.
Please. Please.
Anyway, I'm glad I told that Patrick story. But yes, so she wants to know how long are we staying? And he's like, oh, you can stay. My parents won't mind, but she doesn't want to impose.
I don't want to impose.
And he said, well, we can save money in my father's home, and then you can go back to the States.
What? Say that again. Go back to that part. Turn the phonograph back.
Turn the phonograph. My favorite part's when she says, "You want me to go back to the States?" And he goes, "Yep, yep." And just nods his head.
That's where I go. There's some type of response problem.
It's a lack of empathy. He seems to have no empathy for her, and I don't know if it's cultural. I don't know, but. When she says, when do I come back? And he said, I mean, and he says, well, first you need to see my family. We've got to know each other so deeply. We can get married.
And y'all, here's the thing. I truly believe this was drummed up within meeting her in person for the second time.
You mean Fraudacity?
No, no, no. I feel like he's changed his mind.
I think so, too, because the way he said it is so cold. I think you're dead right. I think he changed his mind because Debbie very, very reasonably lays out her case of saying, she even says, I understand if you said you wanted me to come over here for a couple of months before we get married. Why didn't you tell me this? Why are you telling me this now? She's like, I gave up everything. I hurt my family. Yeah. I did all these things. And he says,
I hurt my children.
Yes, she said. And what did he say that?
We need to live with each other to make sure I accept you and you accept me and we accept reality. And that phrase made me say, I'm going to drag this out with you until I feel normal, because that's one of the reasons I'm with you is you make me feel like I have a girlfriend, because I feel completely unacceptable to society. My parents have told me that I'm strange. I'm weird. I'm not like other people.
I think you're dead right. I think you're dead
and,
right.
But now when she's, it's
like a beard, but he's not gay.
Yeah. It is the pen pal syndrome. You're great over there. But as soon as you're within 15 feet of me, the romantic idea of you is gone. It is the realistic idea that you are next to me and you're 67 years old.
Except for the 67, you basically just described my online dating experience. Well, I don't like doing it.
When you're sitting there in front of me going, yes, can we go out? Can we go out? And you're just staring right at him, and they're like, yeah, I got something on the stove. Yeah. Then they just jump out.
They just want to talk forever via text.
I don't think that's – I think talking forever via text, I don't know how long you think that is. I think maybe – think about that. That's actually a certain way of going getting to know people. That's in this day and age, that's how people suss each other out before they meet sometimes.
After 5 months?
That's a really long time.
Yeah.
Five months is too long. I would say a week and a half of texting or 2 weeks, and then you can move on to seeing each other.
3 months. I did 4 months. I did 5 months.
Yeah, that's too long. Yeah.
Not looking forward to it. But in that same way, Debbie responds with, we did this for 3 years.
Yeah.
So kind of is too long for him as well.
Well,
they've been doing this for a very long time.
He is telling her everything without saying it. He says, but that wasn't reality. And what he's saying means
none of this was real to him.
Exactly. And this wasn't reality because now that you're here with me, even though she's been over there before, what's happened is she was on vacation seeing him. So it really still didn't feel like reality. Now that she's moved here, she can have, and this is very selfish of him, he wants his reality when he wants it, ships her back over, and then when, I guess, she has, what he's saying is, but you have your own life, blah, 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 blah. And he wants her to have, he basically wants her just to visit him. So it can always be, that's why he basically said in the beginning, it's going to be a long time before we get married.
They can always say, I have a girlfriend. It was chilling to me when he said, She said, why didn't you tell me this before? And he said, well, if I said this to you, you wouldn't have come. But at least I said it.
Without
when he said that line, but at least I said it, I went, that was so cold. And I went, something's off.
Any bit of apologetic stuff, nature in the voice. It was chilling. You're right.
Something's off. That's where I get the feeling of either he's an asshole. There's something neuro-wise, he doesn't have empathy for people.
Yeah.
I think this goes beyond culture.
I agree. And she's like, well, you really screwed up big time, Oshama.
Why? Because I told the truth. Again, doubling down.
And he's like, I still want to marry you. I still love
you. Lied to me.
You lied to me. And then last year in Morocco, he said he was ready to marry me. What happened? And she says, obviously, I didn't know you as well as I thought. I feel sick. And y'all, and an excerpt from the Lost Tennessee Williams play that we saw.
Ooh.
Sweet bird in Morocco.
D-O-A.
Yeah.
We still haven't seen her fall off that horse, though. Thank God.
I think it's a donkey.
A donkey. Okay.
So, y'all, she still she stays somehow.
Somehow.
Should we move on to Nicole and Mahmoud?
Do we have to?
I have to say this. I actively hate covering this.
You know why? Why? Why do you hate covering it?
Because there's never any ground we make is destroyed at the end of the episode.
We're at the same place
that
we are since the second episode of this show.
And let me tell you.
Second episode of them.
And let me tell you why I feel that way. We've said this before. This is not just a religious difference. Well, she says she's converted to Islam, but she's having doubts. This is a value difference in values of what either of these people believe. And if you don't agree on certain values that are important to you, you're not going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. And or you're going to change yourself to match your parents, your partner's values. And someone like Nicole, she's not happy to do that. He is definitely not going to change his values.
No, but something that was very interesting, that was kind of not new information, but just a reminder. So it was when, I mean, y'all, the way this segment starts off, they're still fighting. He's saying it's very toxic the way he speaks to her. He says, get out, leave you. I don't want to be with you. Then he comes back and says, I love you. I love you. Yeah. I love you. Please stay. It's totally the cycle of abusive language.
Do you notice that when he does say, I'm sorry, it's never, I'm sorry for.
No, it's just, I'm smiling.
I'm smiling. And because it's not a real apology. I don't think I've done anything wrong because I need to say, because she's a woman and she's got hurt feelings.
He's basically saying, I'm sorry you're upset. Even when he later says, we're going to my uncle's, everything's going to be happy here. She's going to forget everything. And then when we go home, everything will be fine.
Yeah.
That's his MO is just let's move past it, forget about it, and not apologize for anything.
My thought that I came to, I was talking to Michelle from Bloody Day about this. And she basically said that this man was brought up from the version of what his family is that women, the greatest thing a woman can be and the most value a woman can have is to do these things, to dress this way, and that will make her feel loved. Mm-hmm. And so that is part of his value system. It doesn't compute when she doesn't know, and he checks that up as, well, she'll learn, because it doesn't compute in my brain that a woman shouldn't like this or feel valued.
He thinks it's harmful. The way, like, if someone said, I love to drink bleach, you would go, why would you do this?
Right.
Why would you love that? This is hurtful. Yeah. This is dangerous. That's how he feels.
Yeah. He will never understand that she thinks that's limiting. And it doesn't. And so that is an unbridgeable gap. And for her, just finish this. And for her, she will never understand how these rules about what she keeps saying about clothes are in his makeup. And it's not about him having rules. The rules are the creed he lives by.
Well, it's, you've got to have your system of logic has to be based in someone else's system of logic for you to understand one another.
Right.
Or you have to do a lot of work to reason that out. It's like trying to understand why a narcissist takes advantage of you and hurts you. You want to say, why would someone do that? Because that person is not logical. They're in a totally different computer board of how they think in life.
Right.
And
they're moving
chess
pieces around. That's all they're doing.
They're never going to have this. Now, and it's interesting because it goes to the same way of like when the uncle says, you know, we wouldn't be asking her to wear all this if she didn't convert to Muslim.
Or Islam.
Convert to Islam to be a Muslim. And so she converted to Islam and wants to be a practicing Muslim. But she, again, after this segment, I did a little Google. I just went, what if you just Google how Islamic traditions in Egypt?
There's five traditions. Yeah.
scores and scores of academic articles. There was even like a list. There was even like, I found one thing with like pictures of how to put on a hijab. Like,
Here's the thing. She knows all this, but she doesn't accept it. That's the bottom line. Now, what she...
I don't know if she doesn't accept it, but she also...
But no,
she doesn't know.
She plays ignorant of, you want to tell me these things? Because that way she can always have plausible deniability.
I guess that's true.
And what the uncle says when he's like, yeah, but Muhammad has a lot of rules about his clothes. She's too busy throwing him under the bus in front of his family. And what happens after that is the uncle's like, you shouldn't be worried about her clothes. You should be praying more. And that's when he's like, yeah, you're probably right. And I think the uncle's saying, you're going about this wrong, Mahmoud. You need to be teaching her more about Islam and about how, and that way she will learn to, he even says, I think they even say, the woman has to choose the hijab. You can't force anyone into it.
But it is the way they speak. And some people might say it's fucked up. I don't think it is at all. I think because, again, she converted religion. So
yeah.
They think she wants to eventually do these things because she converted.
Right.
They feel like it's just hard for her and she doesn't understand it. But the way he talked out, I thought was a very positive and kind of
the uncle or Mahmoud.
The uncle.
Okay.
Non-judgmental way, but at the same time, but the end game is we don't compromise. Eventually, the woman will agree to do all of these things.
Yep.
And that's where Nicole thinks that, again, she can be different than a 1,000-year-old culture and what are cultural norms. Well, it's not going to apply to me.
It's not even that, because there are some women who consider themselves devout Muslims who do not wear hijab. Not in this family.
Not in this family.
Not and in yes, this family.
They, in Egypt, in Cairo, but not in this family. Yeah. Yes.
And so I think that's become very clear, and that they're going to assume that. And then later on,
they like
on,
her fashion at least.
Yeah. And he's like, so I think it's a great idea. I'm sure someone's done it before. But y'all, next week we see her trying on
a swimsuit. I gotta say, when they cut to her in that swimsuit covered from head to toe, looking like,
I gasped.
I laughed like a hyena. It was because her face was, she was doing that thing where she looks down at the ground and just stares
and those open
and
eyes.
Like goes out of her and goes out of herself. I want to say this. I do think not to bring. I think Nicole suffers some type of like childhood abuse.
I think we thought that at the beginning.
And I think that this is, it has nothing to do. I think Mahmoud is triggered by Nicole. I think Nicole is triggered by something completely deeper and different, and it has nothing even to do with Mahmoud. And because she goes inside of herself too much in an unhealthy way.
I agree with you. I think she's chosen this as something that's so far removed, because she's thinking nothing else has worked, because everything else I've tried, every little costume I've tried on has worked. This is probably the furthest from my experience.
Yeah.
This has to be the one. And because she's at the end of a rope. I think she sees Mahmoud as the person who loves her the most. And she misunderstands what he's giving her as complete dedication, and to a level of, she doesn't understand that will involve control, for her. And because the thing is, she doesn't seem to be, she's already said, yeah, I'm already having problems with my faith. Well, you got a fucking buttload of problems then. If you're now, I guarantee you, you're saying you're converted, and now you're going to have problems with Islam, with your faith.
Oof. Yeah, when she tells him that she's like, "Hey, just kidding, I don't want to be I don't want to be a Muslim anymore," and not going to go
ugly.
Good.
Yeah, that's all I've got. I shouldn't say that. I don't mind talking about it with you.
Yay! It ends on a high note.
We gotta
stop ending with Nicole and Mahmoud.
These segments are very hard. Because they're very frustrating. Yeah.
I don't mind talking about it with you. I will say the only but it is getting just like, I feel like we're just broken records at this point, repeating the same points.
Yeah.
Like something needs to move in this storyline for me.
They are always a big part of the storyline since episode two.
We need to hire a friend for Nicole so we have something interesting. Nicole needs a tray.
Boy. True.
Well, we wish her the best of luck.
We wish her the best. We hope you find some closure. Yeah. They both can fuck right off. That's the way I feel. They both can fuck right off. I can't stand looking at his little baby face. Every time she's makes that kind of surprise doll face, I just resent both of them so much. I'm done with them. I wouldn't mind if they went off on a private plane somewhere and the plane went right into the ocean. I would go, woo! I don't want others to die because of them, but I want them gone. That's exactly how I feel. I feel no empathy towards either of them. I don't really like talking about them. I want them away from me. I want them to vanish to another quadrant of the dimension. That's all I'll say.
We call these people lonely hearts, y'all, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you... Sorry, I can't. I just need to tell you something, Maddie.
I didn't see you do it. I wasn't looking and I thought it was a real car.
I just need to say something very important.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.